WMFO Medford, 9 a.m. right on the dot. Mike on the mic here this morning. It is, believe it or not, Saturday, and it's June 24th already. I don't know where the month of June went, but it's gone, everybody. But, you know, in a week, we have the 4th of July holiday, so, you know, I'm good with that. So, thank you for tuning in. Glad you're here. I have one of my oldest musical nerdy friends.
Who are you calling old?
Yeah, I'm calling you a nerd, actually, like me. It's Cam Lang, everybody. He's been with us many times before. Usually, it's 6 months to a year in between when you come here, because work.
That four-letter word, yes, true.
It really is, right? So how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. And I know that you mentioned that that reissue, remaster of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, today. You want to play some of that?
That's certainly on my mind.
Yeah, that'll be awesome to hear. Like you were saying to me before, it has the audio is just awesome to listen to, like the background talking that's going on while they're recording, and even just different elements of the track that you never heard before.
Deconstructed.
Absolutely. Deconstructed, absolutely. So that's really good. So Cam and I will be here for 2 hours till about 11 a.m. when Something About the Women will be here. And I believe, I know I say this every single week, that Jane will be here. But I found out that Jane switched away from last week and she'll be here today. So can't wait to see Jane here at 11 for Something About the Women. All right, Cam, should we start with a new noise?
Absolutely.
All right. I hope this works okay, because the last couple of shows I've been here, I messed up the first one. I just didn't have the boards. And last week, it just stopped on me. But cross your fingers for me.
All right.
All right. Crossed. I see he's doing it. All right. This is an artist called The Long Riders. They have a brand new CD coming out. And you ever hear the story about Bear in the Woods? And, you know, if there was a bear in the woods, this border might not happen or whatever. Sure you did. Well, this song is a single called Bear in the Woods.
Sounds good.
Brand new here at WMFO Medford.
I given up on you. But you make such a beautiful wreck, you do. There's a tavern on the corner called the Milky Way, and you look so at home there, it makes me afraid. Beautiful wreck you are.
and my heart is sweet after all. States return. I met a young girl. Well, I couldn't manage her, because I think of you in every girl I meet. It's no relief. It sounds to me just as sweet. So maybe I'm the fool. Thank you.
back, my man.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
WMFO Medford 921 in the morning. Mike on the mic here with you, as I always am on Saturday mornings. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Yeah, it's cloudy. Yeah, it's humid outside. But hey, put a smile on your face. It's Saturday. What's better than that? And I'm really glad to have Cam Lang in here with me today. What's going on, Cam?
Well, I'd rather be here than working.
Right. That's what you're usually doing on Saturdays.
That didn't come out right,
sake.
But, I know
exactly what you mean.
I'm ecstatic to be here.
I know exactly what you mean.
I don't get here enough.
No, you don't. I'm yelling at you about that. But I'm really glad you're here. What did you think of that last version of Gimme Some Lovin'?
It was a musical curveball on me.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
expect Spencer Davis Group or, you know, maybe like the makings of the Blues Brothers, band doing that sort of thing. But
the Jordan Brothers. Now, I hadn't heard that version before, which shouldn't surprise anybody because I don't really know any more than any of you do. But, one of my friends posted it on a group I listen to on Facebook, Power Pop Group, and I had never heard that before, but that's a hell of a good version. I believe it was before the ones that we know now,
yep.
An earlier version. It was just really, really cool to hear. So that was Give Me Some Lovin' from the Absolutely Allentown CD. That was the Jordan Brothers. Of course, I don't have a date here. Of course, I could Google it and let you know, but that was pretty cool. Before that, live B-52s from a CD called With the Wild Crowd, live in Athens, Georgia. Give me back my man. When do you ever hear live B-52s? Not too often.
I guess I don't get out as much now.
I'm with you on that one. But that was great to hear. I'm sort of getting back into the B-52s a little bit. I think what goes around comes around.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Delta Spirit from 2010's History From Below CD. That was Bushwick Blues, and that's a different version of Bushwick Blues than I had known and played before. There's an EP version, which was not that. This one was from the album version. It's just a little bit different, but love the band, love the song. Again, Delta Spirit. Sean Mullins, just before that, from the Ninth Ward Pick and Place CD. That was Beautiful Wreck. Love Sean Mullins and that track. and started off New Noise for this particular set with something by the Long Riders, a new single from them called Bear in the Woods. It's very prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
Tells you all about what Bear in the Woods will do and will not do. So pay attention to the lyrics on that one like I didn't.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Cam, we're going to do some stuff from Beatles. And you said something else you wanted to do as well.
Well, Paul Hewson and the boys happen to be playing
Hewson.
A very large stadium this weekend.
Uh-huh. Paul
my
Hewson.
Better half and I are going to be attending that.
Oh, you must mean you too, Paul Hewson.
Yes,
I'm just playing dumb, yeah.
There you go. Well, you know, we're based out of, you know, Medford, Somerville. They actually played Somerville a few years back. And this is one of those untitled gigs, if you will, in Davis Square.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody remembers that. They actually came to the Somerville Theater. I guess they were looking in secret to play an intimate venue. And I guess there were some lucky radio listeners that got to get in on that and stuff. I just remember seeing it in the news and seeing quite the buzz in the area and stuff when they were here last.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's always exciting when they come back to town because this town is special to them and they're special
absolutely.
To us here. Absolutely. So when is that coming up?
Well, that's going to be this Sunday. But,
oh, awesome.
You know, being special in the area, there was a DJ, I guess, in the likes of back in the WBCN days, Carter Allen,
uh-huh.
who was very instrumental in, you know, promoting them here in the area. That was just, you know, some really special times.
Absolutely, yeah, back in our heyday.
So, yeah, we'll do some stuff. The tour that's going on here, this is the Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
And anyways, they've re-released the album, and they have three versions of it. There's the Joshua Tree, there is the Joshua Tree Deluxe Edition, and then the one I got here, and I kid you not, they call it the Super Deluxe Edition.
Mm.
I guess more tracks, more alternate takes, and things like that. You know, just still plowing through that one. We'll get
Very
to that
cool.
later.
All right, so we'll get to that later for sure. Looking forward to that. All right, 9:25 in the morning here. Cam and Mike here on the mic. And I have some new noise I do from another local artist who I started going to the open mic nights that go on around town here. It's been years. And I went to the Lizard Lounge on Monday night and met three new folks, all of whom will be making appearances with me here in the next couple of weeks. Dan Masterson is the first one I want to play here. He's been around the block. This guy is terrifically talented. And they're working on a new record now, and this is something new. Advance from these guys. This is called Don't Burn Yourself Out. Brand new here at WMFO Medford.
Storm out and slam doors. talk to me.
But I can rock as good as Gibraltar.
looks so fine up on that hill. They tell me he was lonely, he's lonely still. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah. The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?" Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know.
Is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Good morning, everybody. It's 9:45 in the morning at WMFO. I am Mike on the mic here till 11 a.m. along with... I didn't even know that came back like that.
Sort of one of those surprise ones.
Yeah, but I always faded it out before that. I never even knew that. That's pretty good. Learn something new every day.
You know, about 50 years ago, Monterey Pop Festival came up, and, you know, quite a few seminal acts, you know, came out of that and stuff. You know, both The Who and Jimi Hendrix, you know, smashed their sets on that. Otis Redding sort of stole the show on that. And I'm reminded of this because he had a little bit of a fake ending. I think it was...
live?
You know, he had the thing here, and then, you know, the band was... you know, what is it? Try a Little Tenderness and stuff. Starts out really slow and then really builds up. And, you know, the band, you know, is just playing away, and he leaves the stage. And then, you know, the announcer came on and said, "Oh, it's running," and this, that. And then all of a sudden he comes back and he starts singing more, and it's like, fake out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fake endings or false endings, whatever, they're not uncommon. And they're kind of cool, but not to a DJ or even a wannabe DJ like me, because sometimes you forget.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's kind of neat to have that come back in. All right, so that was Marshall Crenshaw, everybody, from 2003's What's in the Bag CD. That was I'd Rather Be With You. And, you know, you might know Marshall Crenshaw for some of his more poppy, maybe even rockabilly type of things, you know, but I just discovered that a little while ago, and I just love it. I love that kind of stuff. I'm a pop monster.
There you go.
That's what I am. You can accuse me of that, and I'll be like, thanks. Anyway, Marshall Crenshaw there. Steely Dan, a Cam request before that. Pretzel Logic, back.
Off of Pretzel Logic.
Yeah, man. I haven't heard that in a long time. I don't know why I forget about Steely Dan. I mean, I play it, but...
Well, you said, you know, come up with something classic rock maybe we haven't played in a bit, and...
That was great.
Sort of seemed to fit the bill.
That was awesome. Before that, the great Dave Edmonds from the Tracks on Wax 4 CD. That was Trouble Boys. Here's my voice. George Harrison before that, a request from 1987's Cloud 9 CD. The Wreck of the Hesperus. That was for Cam and my mutual friend, Andrew Weiner.
Here we go.
Who called up and wanted to hear that.
Back in computer retailing days.
That's right. So, yeah, he called up. He called. Not a lot of people do that. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Give us a call if you want to hear something. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you call, I promise, as long as my little fingers can type whatever you want to hear and I can play it, I'll play it. 855-915-9636. We don't get too many phone calls this early in the day, but it'd be nice if you want to do it. Okay, and let's see. Before that was the new noise for the set from a local gentleman, very talented guy named Dan Masterson. And he's got a bunch of stuff out. Like I said, I met him in Cambridge at the Lizard on Monday night, and he gave me this CD with some new music from him, and they're in the studio now, and they're coming out with a new record shortly, and he'll be back here in the studio in August to promote it. But that was something called Don't Burn Yourself Out.
You kind of threw me for a loop here because you said in the studio, and I'm looking around.
Well, no, you would notice if someone else was here, Cam.
This is true.
Yeah, but he'll be here soon. So Dan Masterson again, Don't Burn Yourself Out. Great, great, energetic piano pop from Dan. All right, just about 9:49 here in the morning, time for a new set, so that means time for some new noise. And I know, I'm crowing about this band a lot, and I'm playing a lot from this record, more than I usually would, because I'm really impressed with it. It's The Stripes, everybody. Yep, it's The Stripes, my pet band for now. They have a new record coming out called Spitting Image. It was just released, actually, last week in its entirety. Played a bunch of tracks from it, and this is another one I really like. And if I went back like 25 years, I could really identify with this. It's called Black Shades Over Red Eyes. Let that sink in for a second. Brand new Stripes, everybody, at WMFO Medford.
One day. stranger, stranger to me. He gave me the evil eye.
walking on the moving floor, tripping on the escalator.